time to talk about some upcoming fun football taster sessions that are going to be taking place in Birmingham and across the West Midlands. I'm joined now by Ian Isham, Head of Sport and Development at British Blind Sport, who are supporting McDonald's Fun Football, the UK's largest grassroots participation programme to deliver free football sessions to UK-based blind and partially sighted children. So thanks very much for joining me, Ian. Tell us more about these days that you have planned.
Yeah, hi Barry. So we've had some sessions down in London and Manchester and West Bromwich Albion Academy Dome, which have gone really well. And those sessions are now finished. But yeah, the kids had a fantastic time. The coaching was great to see. And then there's a further session there on Sunday, the June 16th. So again, at the West Brom Academy Dome. Another session on Sunday, 30th of June, which is at the Portway Lifestyle Centre. And the final session is on Sunday, July the 14th at the Windley Leisure Centre. And all of those sessions taking place between 2 and 4pm.
Which age groups are aimed at?
So it's for children who are aged 5 to 11. All of the sessions are kind of tailored to the individuals that take part. So whether there's a 5-year-old or 11-year-old taking part, the skills they'll be working on and the practices they'll be doing, it's all tailored to the individuals.
And what sort of skills can be learned?
It starts off with kind of some basic movement things and kind of the tracking of the ball and kind of building up to passing, dribbling, kind of shooting. All of the skills that you'd expect to see from a kind of a football session are covered in that. And yeah, it's great to see the kind of the development from people. As I say, it's for kind of people of all abilities. So whether anybody's ever kicked football before or whether they are, you know, used to kicking it around with their friends, yeah, there's an opportunity to develop their skills.
Now, it comes as research from the See Sport Differently campaign, which British Blind Sport is part of, has found that 1 in 2 blind and partially sighted people feel that having sight loss stops them from exercising as much as they would like to, with 1 in 3 saying there are sports they would like to try but haven't been able to. Talk about the impact exercise can have on mental health and general well-being, please, Ian.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like this is the bread and butter of what we do, but it's the impact of sport is huge on individuals. I mean, there's, I suppose, the obvious thing of, you know, the more exercise, the more movement people do, you know, the better physical health people will have. Kind of, I suppose that's the bit that I think most people kind of recognise. But yeah, certainly the mental health, mental well-being impacts that sport and physical activity can have is the bit that's almost the unseen bit. So, you know, it's that building friendships and developing the social skills element that's really key, especially at ones where kind of, you know, like these fun football sessions, but also like our Have a Go days that we run at British Blind Sport. You have people that are kind of coming in with similar feelings before going into it. Maybe they're slightly nervous, maybe they're excited, and actually kind of people realise that it's not just them feeling that way and that other people are feeling in the same boat. So actually helping each other through some of those challenges is really key.
And that leads me on to my next question, really. Not everybody's at the same confidence level, skill level. What advice would you have for anyone thinking of giving it a go?
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely understandable kind of concern for people, but it really is. These sessions kind of, they're designed for kind of everybody to be able to take part in things, and kind of even widen these sessions is everybody's got to start somewhere. So my advice is to jump in and give things a go. The coaches are there to support people. The other participants that are there to support everybody through it as well. So yeah, as I say, whether you've never kicked a football before or whether you're, you know, have been doing it for years, there's the opportunity to come down, try out the skills. It's kind of, as I say, it'll be tailored to the individuals so they can work on. If there's different bits people need to spend a bit more time working on, then they can do that. And if it's that they need to kind of progress on and kind of challenge themselves further, then again, we cater for that as well.
And is there plans to go further around the country with these events, a bit like the Have a Go Days too?
Yeah, hopefully. That's a conversation we're having with McDonald's to see how we can continue to grow this. McDonald's have shown a great commitment with these sessions and looking to, you know, make the fun football program more inclusive collectively. So that's kind of, I suppose, where our partnership has started with them. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how we can develop it further in the future.
How can people find out more?
So the best way for people to find out more is to visit our website. It's britishblindsport.org.uk. And then put /events, it will take you through to our events page, which has got all of the listings of this and all of our other events coming up.
Well, we wish you lots of luck. Ian Isham, Head of Sport and Development at British Blind Sport, thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Perfect. Thank you very much.